Hemsky with the pass out to Gagne. Shooting. It rolls. Deflected wide. Penner now to Hemsky again. To Gagne in front. He scores! Sam Gagne's second of the night. Another great pass from Hemsky. And the Oilers lead it 6-4.
A pair of goals for 18-year-old Sam Gagne and a 7-5 Oilers win over Colorado. Rod Phillips the call on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton. Gagne beat out Wayne Gretzky by 55 days as the youngest Oiler with a multi-goal game. They're the only 18-year-olds to score two goals in a game for Edmonton. And it was a week of comebacks.
Moore in over the line. He's got Toulouse in front. Scores! Holy mackerel, what a turn of events! Now Stajan to Blake, back to Stajan, they score! Matty Stajan! It's 5-4 Toronto!
Joe Bowen, the call on 640 Toronto Radio as Jiří Tolusti and Matt Stajan scored 41 seconds apart early in the third period, and the Leafs beat Ottawa 5-4. Earlier this season, the Kings scored 5 third-period goals, went on to beat the Stars in overtime. A dose of deja vu for Dallas.
Into the zone, Modano trying to fight through a check. It goes ahead to Frolov, he's in. Richards off the bench back to help Robida. Backhand shot, save, rebound, score, and the Kings lead 4-2 with 1:19 to play, and the collapse is now complete.
Ralph Strangis, the call on WBAP in Dallas as Michael Hanzus, who hadn't scored in 42 games, put the biscuit in the basket twice, and Los Angeles scored 3 goals in a 1:42 span late in the third period for a 4-2 win. It appears the Northwest Division title fight will go the distance. Jerome Iginla and Calgary made a statement against Minnesota.
Iginla has it again. The puck poked away from him to the right point. Finoff a blast, and the save. Rebound scores! Jerome Iginla, third goal of the game, 4-2 Flames.
Peter Maher on Sports Radio 960, the Fan in Calgary, as Iginla's second hat trick of the season was part of a 5-4 victory. Philadelphia needs wins to cement a spot in the East, and the Flyers play desperate hockey in New York.
Avery comes out the other side, still with the puck. Getting off the Ranger bench was Christian Backman. That pass intended for him, broken up by Smith. The lead pass, backhand shot, Richards scores! Mike Richards took the pass and beats Lundqvist with a backhand to win it in overtime as Mike Richards' 27th goal of the year gives the Flyers the 2-1 victory.
Tim Saunders on WIP in Philadelphia as Mike Richards' overtime goal gave the Flyers 2 valuable points against the Rangers. But the Broadway Blueshirts rebounded as they continued their domination of Cross River rivals New Jersey.
Drury, Gomez, Shanahan up front. Gomez battling for the puck. Centers, Shanahan, he scores! A power play goal for the Rangers for the first time in 6 games as Gomez sets up Shanahan. Rangers lead 1-0.
Kenny Albert, the call on MSG Radio in New York as Brendan Shanahan became the 11th player in league history to score 650 career goals. It got the Rangers started on a 3-2 win over the Devils. New York has won 7 straight against New Jersey. Finally, Alexander Ovechkin became the NHL's first 60-goal scorer since 1996, and he joined Dennis Mariuk as the only players in Capitals history to reach the milestone. It happened in a 5-3 victory in Atlanta. Steve Colby had the call on the 3W Capitals Radio Network.
Back behind the goal, centering feet. Ovechkin was there, but taken out by Thorburn. Loose between the circles. Kozlov gets it back to the line. Tom Pody far side. Green will try it. Through traffic out in front of this goal. Alex Ovechkin! Alex Ovechkin has done it. He has tied history with goal number 60.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.